Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, and thanks for joining me on another Weekday Meditation. You know, I want to speak today specifically about a statement that C.S. Lewis made when he said, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less." You know, and as we seek to live gracious lives, we're not devaluing ourselves, but thinking more of Jesus and of others. And by looking to Jesus, we know he said to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow him. Well, friend, listen, we don't have the ability or the strength to deny ourselves, but by coming to Christ and asking for him and his help, we can then lay down our lives and we're in a position to graciously love others rather than putting ourselves first. Friend, this is the beauty of what it is to walk in a closer communion with Christ himself. And I enjoy living in such a way that I desperately need him. You know, in my own life, I am selfish, I am self-centered, and I am directed by the things of this world. And yet when I draw into closer communion with Christ, I find it so simple to love him and trust him. Because to live apart from Christ is the highest act of selfishness, and I long that I wouldn't be that person. So today, let's prepare as we meditate by saying, Lord, today would you come into my life and clean up my selfishness and replace it with your love, with your power, with your presence, and would you touch my life in such a way that I might be overwhelmingly directed by your Spirit. Lord, today we trust you with that in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now let's prepare to draw our attention to our breath. Let's take a couple of deep breaths and let that separate us from the pace of this world. You ready? Again. And now on this last breath, I encourage you just draw that in through your nose and hold it for a minute. And then force that air out as if that air was forcing out every toxin and every stress and anxiety that you might have in your life. You ready? Hold it. Hold it. And now, friend, it's a beautiful thing to separate ourselves in a moment of quietude and solitude so that we can step into the presence of God himself. And that we might not only pray in a one-way tone, but we might pray and then hush and listen to the voice of God. And this time, I'm going to mind the time and give you a couple of moments to simply hear from the Lord. Maybe it's through a nudging, a prodding, maybe it's the voice of God himself. But friend, listen, I want you to enjoy hearing from the Lord. Train your heart to hear from him. I'll mind the time and be back in just a couple of moments. Well, friend, thanks so much. You know, a life following Jesus will mean a closer communion with him. and to live apart from Him is to embrace a selfish life that will never receive the greatest blessings on the planet. Friend, listen, the thought that we can live this life successfully without the one that gives us life in abundance and life eternal, that's the opposite of gracious living. May we live graciously this day in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.